Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. How do you balance saving for the future versus living for today? This is the greatest debate of the Fleming household. My wife keeps me balanced and having fun by ensuring that we're using our money for fun now and in the short term, but I'm constantly pushing and trying to save more and more and more money for our long-term goals. Both are great approaches that need to be had. That is why we're going to take a look at both of them and why it's key for you to take a look at both of them in your personal finances. So, how do you balance them? Let's talk about that today so that hopefully you can see both sides of the coin and it will help adjust your perspective on saving versus spending today versus the long term. But the money talking points from today's episode are, do you prefer to save for the long term or live for today? How can I try the other side of the coin? Is one clearly better than the other? With all that and with those great money talking points to talk about with your friends, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Saving for the future is something that hopefully everyone realizes they should be doing. But sometimes that can be to the demise of how we're enjoying our lives right now. So which one do you prioritize? Saving for the future means putting away a ton of money in tax-advantaged accounts and investing in our future by locking away money now. It can also mean putting away too much and living under a rock until you can access that money. But living for today means ensuring we enjoy our money and time while we have it now. But it can also mean spending too much money and having no money left for when it's retirement or for your long-term goals. I hope that helps paint the picture a little bit of what both sides of the coin are. Again, saving for the future is putting away a ton of money, but it can mean putting away too much and living under a rock. But spending it means you're never going to have somewhere to live when you're old because you're going to have to work forever. And that just really won't be fun when it comes to retirement. So there's goods and bads to both sides of the coin. So let's talk about their impact next. So both sides of this coin have a great impact. Let's talk about how they impact your personal finances. Let's start with saving too much money. So let's look at the saving aspect. It's a great thing to be doing. You want to make sure you're putting away money for your retirement. You want to make sure that you're saving money in a 401k, taking advantage of employer matches, and making sure you're using compound interest to help you gain more and more money than you could ever hope to have in the future just by working. But how does saving too much impact you? It means you don't have any chance to have fun. It means you're going to have so much money locked away that when you're ready to take a vacation, you won't have any money to spend or any money to enjoy. And this is where I say my wife helps balance me is because I'd say, let's put it all away in savings. Let's invest all of our money. We don't need it right now. But she helps keep me in line with our short-term goals and saving towards those fun short-term vacations and trips that we get to do. Which ultimately it's a balance. But what about spending too much? I think spending too much is one that's a lot more obvious because it's easy, especially from a saver's perspective, to say and see what happens to people when they spend too much money. What happens when you spend too much money is you get piled on in auto loan debt, credit card debt, all of the other types of debt that have insanely high interest rates. It can mean spending too much can even mean you have way more student loan debt than you need because you're spending your student loan money on other things that you don't need when you're going to school instead of just your basic necessities to live if you are not able to work while going to school. I hope that you understand that correctly because you can usually get more in student loans than you actually have to pay to the college because some of it can be your money to live on. But sometimes people take that money that they get from student loans to live on and then they spend it on things that they don't really need. And that can lead to you having way more student loan debt than you really need or should ultimately have. But especially credit card debt. Credit card debt is something that can drown you and just wreck your personal finances for decades. And it's always something that you can recover from. But if you never acknowledge it and you never are willing to want to get out of that credit card debt, then it's always going to like hang around your neck and weigh you down and be the biggest burden you've ever dealt with, because spending too much on credit cards is just going to destroy your personal finances. And you're never really honestly going to be able to retire safely or comfortably or have the peace of mind as you retire, because you're being weighed down by credit card debt. So both aspects I just looked at are too much. Saving too much means you're living under a rock and not having any fun now. Spending too much means you're never able to really live because you're always saddled by debt and credit card debt. But what do you do? Like there's too much of either one. How do you approach it? Well, you got to approach it with moderation. So how do you implement that into your life? Let's talk about that next. All right, how do you implement actually overcoming your saving habits if you're saving too much, or your spending habits if you're spending too much? Well, let's start by talking about savers. If you're a super saver and all you want to do is save, 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 you only want to put money away, you got to optimize all your taxes, all your IRAs, your 401ks, you have to save all the money. Well, you implement looking at the other side of the coin by setting strict spending goals. That means you have to make yourself spend a certain amount in a certain category. Find something you'd like to spend money on and force yourself to spend money in that category. Make sure you spend money in some way that brings you some happiness and some entertainment. If you enjoy going on bike rides, spend some money on renting a bike or saving up to buy a bike. There you go. Combine saving and spending. Set yourself some short-term goals and require yourself to spend the money when you hit that goal. Like saving for a bike, saving for a scooter of some sort so you can go out and go a little bit further on your nature walks or something like that. If you enjoy taking your dog for a walk or volunteering at the animal shelter, save up and spend some money on a dog or something. Just some ideas that I'm throwing out there. Just make sure to set yourself goals that you have to spend money on. That way you're not always saving money. Now, what do you do if you spend too much money? Well, the exact opposite. This one can be a little bit harder. I found, and maybe it's from my perspective as a saver, that it's a little bit easier for people who love to save too much money to spend a little bit than it is for people who love to spend too much money to save a little bit. So if you're spending too much money, you got to do the opposite. You have to set yourself strict saving goals. And these goals could start off as well being saving towards something that you can spend money on. That's okay. But you also need to start looking at your long-term saving and saving money for retirement and saving money for way down the road. So you got to give it a try. And if these are very, very hard for you to do, involve others. You can email me and I'd be happy to follow up with you if you have some sort of goal that you're trying to keep. I'd be happy to be an accountability partner for whether it's saving more money or spending more money. But regardless of how hard it is, make sure you use this as a chance to talk to others about your financial goals and figure out how they can help you out. Use this as a chance to talk about money a little bit more. Say, hey, I've noticed I'm saving too much money and honestly, it's not that fun. Tell your friends that and see what they say. Or say, hey, I'm buried in credit card debt. Have you heard of anyone who's gotten out of credit card debt? It feels impossible. And both of those will start wonderful conversations that can either like change probably both of your lives as you learn about money together, as you grow and get better with money together, because that's ultimately the best thing that comes from talking about money, is that we all get better with money faster together. So let's go through the money talking points for this episode next, as I have a little bit of a discussion with each point. All right, let's go over the money talking points from today's episode. The first one is, do you prefer to save for the long term or live for today? So if I was asking myself this, as I mentioned in the intro, I'm much more of the saver. Now, I don't think I'm on the super saver track where I don't like to do anything fun. I'm willing to go have fun experiences, like go to Utah Jazz games and things like that. But I do love to save money more than I love to spend it. But Rebecca helps balance me with that. Rebecca, my wife, you've heard her on a few episodes. She isn't necessarily a super spender. She isn't racking up credit card debt, but she values spending and going on trips more than maybe I do. Now, it's not that I dislike them or anything like that, but Rebecca makes sure we're planning. She helps make sure that we're planning for those short-term goals and that we're finding and identifying things that meet our values to spend money on and to enjoy life a little bit now. But neither of us are too much one way or the other, which is good. But I also think that's because we balance each other, because I think probably right before Rebecca and I met, I was learning a lot about personal finance and starting to get a little bit more into investing, and could have quickly head down the route of being a super saver and not wanting to spend money on anything. So we balance each other out, and that's a great thing. But we each, every one of us listening to this or recording this, we all lean one way or the other on this topic, whether it's saving for the long term, saving too much money, or spending for now, or spending too much money. There's all a way we kind of lean on this, but it's good to have a balance for both. But our next money talking point is, how can I try the other side of the coin? Let's talk about that next. So how do you try the other side of the coin? Say you're open to spending too much money, or you're open to saving too much money. That's what you do. How do you try the other side? So I make sure I'm open to spending more money on trips and little recreational things in the area. That's how I balance this. I think a way that I would, I'm speaking for my wife a little bit here, but she helps look at the other side of the coin by us investing in I-bonds or simple investments, little things that we can do now that are helping us towards some of those medium range goals. Because right now with PA school, like, gung-ho investing isn't our primary focus, because that just wouldn't be smart. We need the money to be able to spend for college and her tuition, but also we do need to still be looking at long-term, because eventually we're going to want to retire. But her projected salary as a physician assistant allows us to maybe have a little bit of leeway, and that's something to consider as well. But college planning and all that is a completely different subject. But you try the other side of the coin by being open to the little things that help get you interested in the other side. So if you spend too much money, the thing I would recommend if you want to try the other side of the coin is go and open probably even just a taxable account, so the money's not locked away. But it would probably be even better to go open an IRA. Go open a Roth IRA and then put your money in probably something like the Vanguard S&P 500 ETF, something super simple, super low cost, something that you don't have to do any research about. Just look up, Google what I just said to find the ticker symbol. Here, I will Google it with you right now. Vanguard S&P 500. It's called VOO. So go open a Roth IRA and put some money in VOO. That's all you have to do to get started to see the other side of the coin for saving for the future. And then just leave the money there. If it's in a Roth IRA, you're not going to be able to touch it anyways, but leave the money there. Don't worry about it. That's how you can see the other side of that coin. But is one of these sides clearly better than the other? Let's talk about that next. Well, it depends on who you ask if one side is better than the other. I think most people would say that one is better than the other. Hopefully you get to a point where you can see that they're both great and that they both have great things about them and that there's a balance to both of them. But I think most people would probably say we need to be saving more money than we're spending, which is true. You need to be saving more money than you're spending, but it's a balance because you need to still be spending money. If your savings rate is 100%, there's something wrong with you. If your spending rate is higher than your savings rate, there's something wrong. Like, you need to look at both sides of that factor and consider multiple things. So there's not one that's clearly better than the other. The hard and fast rule is to spend less than you make. Like, that just has to happen. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're the super saver that I've been talking about in this whole episode, where you're saving too much money. But you have to find a balance between both of them. But let's wrap up this episode next. So be sure you're trying to find that balance in your life between saving a ton of money and spending a ton of money. Because once you find that balance, you're going to have a great time. Because then you're going to be able to enjoy your life now and enjoy your life in retirement. Don't spend too much, but also don't save too much. Hit your savings goals and then give yourself freedom to spend some money and to enjoy the money. But thank you for listening to today's episode. I have a great resource that can help you with this topic that we talked about today. It's called the 6 Behavioral Finance Tips. You can find the link to it to my resources in the show notes. But I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope the conversations with your friends that come from this interesting topic will help you and help your friends. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.